The first reading this morning is from Jonah chapter 3. Jonah goes to Nineveh. Then the word of the Lord came to Jonah a second time. Go to the great city of Nineveh and proclaim to it the message I give you. Jonah obeyed the word of the Lord and went to Nineveh. Now Nineveh was a very important city. A visit required 3 days. On the first day, Jonah started into the city. He proclaimed, 40 more days and Nineveh will be overturned. The Ninevites believed God. They declared a fast, and all of them, from the greatest to the least, put on sackcloth. When God saw what they did and how they turned from their evil ways, he had compassion and did not bring upon them the destruction he had threatened. Second reading is from Mark chapter 1, the calling of the first disciples. After John was put in prison, Jesus went into Galilee, proclaiming the good news of God. The time has come, he said. The kingdom of God is near. Repent and believe the good news. As Jesus walked beside the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting a net into the lake, for they were fishermen. Come, follow me, Jesus said, and I will make you fishers of men. At once they left their nets and followed him. When he had gone a little further, he saw James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John in a boat, preparing their nets. Without delay, he called them, and they left their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired men and followed him. Blessed be to God.
We bring our prayers of concern for others and for the world before God. Let us pray. God of mercy and grace, you created order out of chaos. For humankind needs order to live and grow. Yet so many people have been exploited and tyrannized, governed by injustice and violence. The wealth from corruption and evil goes hand in hand with the poverty of goodness and healing. All fall far short of your standards of caring, mercy, and compassion. God of mercy and grace, you designed the world to be our home and place in which to live and learn, of challenge and opportunity. We are distressed by the world's suffering people, by illness, by disease and deformities, by disasters and accidents, by hunger and thirst and homelessness, by death and bereavement. We find the way hard for others as much as ourselves, but we trust in your plan for the world, a plan we so often forget and ignore. God of mercy and grace, you created the family of humanity to love and serve one another, to love and serve you. We have ignored your voice and lived in selfishness and greed. The world is full of longing, longing to find a way out of this confusion, to discover a true and lasting peace, to return to the roots of being in your mighty power. Many are those who hunger for food and love, who endure prejudice and intolerance, who suffer from warfare and violence. Many are the children who are neglected and abused. All these are part of the darkness that tries to quench the light of the human spirit kindled by you. God of mercy and grace, you have chosen people to call, people to build your church and express faith in you through their life and their worship. We often hold the church back from showing your love to the world, though, by making it exclusive and daunting, by loading people down by heavy guilt, by being too inward-looking and being stuck in our own ways and narrow-minded. We put our faith on outwardly, religiously, and overlook the inner light of faith and commitment to Jesus Christ, who gave himself and suffered for our sake. Amen.